This episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel. It's that time of year when you start thinking about those 2014 vacation plans. And there's nobody better to go to with those plans than the vacation planners at MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel. Give them a try. You will not be disappointed. Go visit them at MEI-travel.com, mousefantravel.com, or you can click on their banner at MickeyMilesPodcast.com.
Hi, my name is Maggie, and I listen to Mickey Mouse Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 129 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa from WDW Today, and with me on the show is Michelle Scribner-McLean. And Michelle, you have a winter wonderland. We all have a winter wonderland today, don't we?
I have about 14 inches of snow here, so I have next week is my next round of 4 days in a row, with my last run being about 24 to 27 miles. So I'm a little nervous. I might be running inside. What about you?
I was able to do 6+ yesterday and 10+ today. So I'm kind of happy. And hopefully that will continue between now and maybe January. And hopefully no injuries, and just building stamina and just hoping that everything goes accordingly. And I hope everybody who's training for the Walt Disney World Marathon weekend is going to do okay.
Well, I'm feeling the excitement building. So we have, before we introduce our very special guest, we have a few announcements. So the first one I want to do is a shout out. And Mike, you and the WDW Today gang did an awesome job, along with Becky and Annette from MEI Travel, for a reunion. But one of the highlights for me was seeing Jared Crespo and Teresa Hui sing the WDW Today theme song live. I thought that was awesome. So I know Teresa's a runner, so I wanted to give them both a shout out. Wasn't that great?
That was cool, and I didn't realize that was on Jared's bucket list to sing before a live audience at Walt Disney World. So, you know, that was kind of neat that we were able to fulfill one of his items on his bucket list. So that was cool. And thank you, Jared and Teresa, for coming.
He's a very clever writer, very entertaining. And we have some announcements. Now, Mike, you know that we're having this special brunch during Walt Disney World Marathon weekend. And do you know how fast it sold out?
I think it was about 74 minutes and 30 seconds.
Well, 20 tickets went in about 5 minutes, and we had 40 available. But we sold out everything in about an hour. So if you're still interested, go ahead and put your name on the waiting list. Who knows? But it doesn't look like we're going to have much more room. But we are going to have another meet that weekend, and that is on Friday. It's going to be on the 10th of January. At 4 p.m. at the Beach Club Solarium. And we have had meets there before. And Rich and Eddie, our buddies from the Mickey Miles Podcast team, are putting that together. But we will show up and say hello, too. And we're going to be running to about 17 meets in addition to all the running that we're doing. So that is, again, on Friday, January 10th, Beach Club Solarium, 4 p.m.
It will be a challenge for that weekend, for sure. It'll be a challenge to us. I'll be wearing my Fitbit, but it will be a challenge.
I think mine's going to explode, but I do have one more meet to tell you about. We're not going to be at this race, but Eddie McCoy is going to be at Tinkerbell, and he is going to be the host of another Mickey Miles Podcast meet out in the West Coast. It's going to be on Saturday, the 18th of January, and it's going to be at 11 a.m., at the Hearthstone Lounge at the Grand Californian.
We know where that is.
Yeah, so thank you, Eddie, for doing that. If you want to meet Eddie, and if you're a podcast listener and you want to meet some other podcast listeners, please meet him there. So, with all that, we are ready to introduce our special guest.
Well, Michelle, you know, the Walt Disney World Marathon weekend offers many challenges. And for a lot of us, the challenges are very simple. Build the stamina, do the training, and run the races. But for others, there are more challenges. And we are dedicating this week to Inspirational Week. And we have two inspirational guests who have been gracious to join us. And on today's show, we are very happy and pleased to have Kim Torres-Markey from Hartford, Connecticut, to join us. How are you doing, Kim?
Hey, how are you doing? I'm fine, thank you. So excited to be here tonight.
We are so happy to have you come on. We saw you at the, I want to say, the Wine and Dine meet, I believe, at
yep.
the Breeze. And we had a great chat, and we thought it would be great to have you on the show. So we want to thank you for coming on the show.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you're a ball of fire.
you're very inspirational.
You're very inspirational, and you're very active. I can tell that you're probably everywhere you go, people say, she's got a lot of energy. So, Kim, we'll talk about what your special thing that you're dealing with right now in a minute, but I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about your running background, because you run a lot.
Yeah, you know what? I just took up running at age 36. I had wanted to cross off running a marathon off my bucket list, and nothing really inspired me until I found out about the Walt Disney World Full Marathon. So in the summer of 2008, I decided I'm going to run a marathon. And I hired a coach, and she thought I was crazy because I absolutely had no running experience whatsoever. But I, you know, I couldn't even run a mile. I started and I worked my way up from a 5K to a 10K to the Hartford Half Marathon, and with the goal of going to Walt Disney World for 2009's Walt Disney World Marathon. It became my first marathon, and it was a struggle, let me just tell you.
And you look very fit. I mean, you're somebody who looks very active and fit, so I'm surprised that you struggled with a mile.
Right. Well, you know what? I mean, I was doing aerobics, and I was biking, but I mean, you know, running is this totally different thing. So, you know, I made it through that marathon, and I said, one and done, that's it. But
yeah. You're among friends.
I know. So a few months later, I found out it was going to be the 5th anniversary of the Goofy Challenge. And so I signed up for that, and I haven't stopped. So right now, I mean, I have run since 2009, I have run 21 half marathons and 14 full marathons.
Holy cow.
Yeah. But the ones that I plan my life around are the Run Disney weekends.
So
really enjoy.
So Kim, I think you need to get out more. So tell us and our audience what you like about the Run Disney events.
You know what? I like that it supports both the elites and the beginners. You know, it's for everyone. Everyone is welcomed. The organization is superb. There's spectacular course entertainment. There's plenty of aid stations. The volunteers are happy and supportive to be there. There's stuff for the spectators to do. I mean, you can plan these weekends, and the whole family can come, and your friends can come, and no one's going to be left behind. It's for everyone. It's just so much fun.
I agree. I couldn't have said it better myself. So you have a challenge that you're dealing with, and I was wondering if you could share what that is.
Sure. I was diagnosed with breast cancer in July of this year, and I have the BRAC2 gene, which means that I'm at high risk for ovarian and breast cancer, and in July I was diagnosed with stage 1 breast cancer. So on July 30th, I went into surgery, and I had a bilateral mastectomy with reconstruction. And now I am going through chemotherapy, and I just had my 5th chemotherapy out of 6 on Friday. And right before I go to Walt Disney World Marathon weekend, I will have my 6th and final chemo, which I'm so excited about.
That's amazing. And you're continuing to train.
Being diagnosed with cancer, right after the bilateral mastectomy, I went to the Disneyland Half Marathon weekend, and it was my goal to get there. I had signed up in January, and as long as the doctor okayed me to do it, I told him before, you know, I even went into surgery that I need to have surgery so that I can run this race this weekend, because we've already signed up for it. We were doing the 5K, we were doing the 10K, I was doing the half marathon. So I did all those events. I did the Tower of Terror. I did another half marathon in there. I did Chicago Full Marathon. I did New York City Marathon, and I just did Wine and Dine. So right now I'm taking a break before Dopey, but...
Well, you know, Kim, when I think about all those who I have talked to over the years and listened to all the challenges, one of the things that I always like to ask those who hear something like what you heard in July and just say, I'm going to go full speed ahead. I always like to ask them, you know, what went through their minds, what said to you inside, I'm not going to let this stop me. I'm going to keep going. Can you talk to that?
Well, you know, I have two small children. I have a 10-year-old and a 7-year-old. And I just want to live, right? I want to see them grow up. I want to see their grandchildren grow up. I want to take them on, you know, to Walt Disney World with me on these Run Disney events. And, you know, you can turn in the towel and say, no, thank you, I'm not going to deal with it. Or you can put on your big girl panties and you can say, what do I have to do? What is my next step? What's my plan? And keep on going. And running really has, you know, if you can run a marathon, you can do anything the heck you want to do. I firmly believe that, because it takes determination. It takes guts. And it just takes a lot of help, a lot of hard work. Okay. And you know, I just decided I was just going to do it, and I was just going to fight. I don't know how I'm doing it. I'm just doing it.
Oh, anybody who meets you, I can see that you are just, you know, you are a dynamo. You're a dynamo. And, you know, I just listening to you, I just love how you made it when you were talking to your surgeon. You just made it seem like another thing on your list. Running all these races, getting surgery, going through chemo, running more races. Like it's just all on the list.
Yeah.
Just get it done. So do you think running is therapeutic for you? Do you think it helps you to have that as something just for you?
It does. I mean, my medical oncologist, she said to me, I want you to run. I want you to run because it will help you with your head, and it will help you focus. There's a thing called chemo brain. When you have a whole bunch of chemotherapy going through your body, you lose you lose your sense of focus. You lose your thought pattern, and running really helps me with that. It also helps me to sleep, and it just helps me feel normal. You know, it's just a normal thing that I can do. So why can't I just do it? I'm still slower than I was before, but it doesn't matter. It just makes me feel better.
You know, Kim, when Michelle and I decided to put this podcast together, we tried to focus in on a mission statement, and that mission statement was to help everyone who listens to the podcast. And along the way, we knew that we would need to bring guests on board to help us achieve that mission statement. And you may have not realized it, but you are one of those people who is helping us achieve that mission statement. And so, having said that, if you were to address those who are listening to this podcast right now who have obstacles maybe similar to what you're dealing with or anything else, how would you tell them, or what advice would you give them regarding facing those obstacles and not letting those obstacles stop them?
Well, you know what? It's making the decision that you can do anything you want to do, right? So all you need to do is set your goal, make that commitment, and just take the necessary steps to get to that goal. I'm not saying it's going to happen overnight. I'm just saying that if you really want something, you can do anything you want to do, right?
And so, I mean, there must be days when it's difficult. I mean, we all have days when it's difficult to run, you know, difficult to get out there and do training and, you know, if we're not dealing with chemo and all the other things that you're dealing with, do you have any mantras that you tell yourself, or do you have a secret for pushing forward and not letting this stop you?
Well, I have a whole bunch of mantras. The one I used for a New York City marathon was, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong. And then just keep running, you know?
Just like, let's keep swimming?
Right, exactly. I just want my children to be proud of me, and I just want to do the best I can every day. So, you know, like yesterday, I had chemo on Friday. I couldn't get out of bed yesterday, but you know what? It was okay, right? Because today I did get out of bed, and today I ran 6 miles. So you know what?
Awesome.
You have to celebrate the things you can celebrate and focus on the positive. And just because you couldn't get out there yesterday doesn't mean that today is not a brand new day and you can do it again today.
You know, Kim, that's a great approach. I know that there are times when all of us have to deal with certain things that require us to make very, very strong decisions. And at the end of the day, those decisions are the ones we have to live with. And sometimes there are those around us, friends or family, who may not agree with that. So I was going to ask you, when you decided to push forward and everything, what kind of a reaction did you get from your family and your friends? I'm very curious on that.
Right. So when my husband was with me 3 weeks post-op from the bilateral mastectomy, and the doctor said to me, you can run. And I was like, what do you mean I can run? You mean I can run the Disneyland half marathon? He's like, no, you can start running today. And I was like, what? So my husband was there. So he had seen the doctor give me permission. But the doctor said, you cannot run a full marathon in September, but you can do Chicago. So I had gotten the A-OK from the doctor to do that. But still, he was very hesitant. My whole family was very hesitant. They were proud of me for what I was doing, but they were, frankly, very scared and frightened that I would overdo it and that it would compromise my healing. And when I first came out of surgery and I decided I was going to start walking with my Fitbit and I was only going to walk a mile, you know, I took a turn for the worst. So they were very concerned that I would push too hard. So they've been keeping me in check as well as they can. Mm-hmm. But they've been very supportive and very positive, and all my friends have rallied around me, and a lot of them have signed up for events that they would have normally signed up for because they want to be with me and help me reach my goals. So, I mean, everyone's been very supportive.
And I'm glad you said that, because that falls in line with what Michelle and I wanted for this week, that is to have guests who inspire others. So it's obvious that your courage, your fortitude, your approach to saying, you know, full speed ahead, damn those torpedoes, has helped and inspired others. And I think that's got to be a great feeling.
Yeah. You know what? It's very humbling. It's very overwhelming, because I didn't go out there doing this is just me. So to inspire people is just a huge blessing, and it's very humbling, but I'm getting as much out of it as everyone else, because it feeds my fire. It makes me try even harder when I want to give up, or if I'm having a hard time during a run. So I appreciate it. I'm loving the support.
I have a feeling it's part of who you were before all this too.
Yeah, I'm a little stubborn.
So, Kim, now I think I met you in Disneyland, didn't I? You came to our meet very briefly.
Yes.
And so I hope this is okay to ask, but I have only known you without your hair. And I actually looked on Facebook to see, and I think you're a beautiful woman. And I thought, wow, she's so beautiful without her hair. So I had to look and see what you look like before. People must see you in the race and say, wow, that's really cool. Has any stranger come up to you and talk to you about this? Because I'm sure you're inspiring people who you don't even know.
Right. I mean, Wine and Dine was for Tower Terror. I ran with a wig, so I was a little embarrassed about not having hair, and the same was for Chicago and New York because it was cold. Mm-hmm. But the first time I ran just totally baldy girl was for Wine and Dine, and I was running with Meryl from Sweaty Bands. And she was surprised at how many people came up to me and cheered me on and had read my story and everything. So it was quite spectacular. I miss my hair though.
Well, it looks beautiful and I'm sure it'll come back and be great. But it's nice. You look great either way.
Oh, thank you.
And you just have a personality that just lights up wherever you are. Just your energy is amazing. What are your goals for 2014?
Well, good thing you asked. First goal is to finish chemo. I have my sixth chemo on January 3rd, and then I'm going to run the Dopey Challenge, followed by Tinkerbell 5K, 10K, half, and then I'm going to do the Princess 5K and the Glass Slipper. So that's one goal.
Wait, whoa. That's about 16 goals, but okay. For you on your list, it's one.
That's one goal.
So you're going right around, you're turning right around and flying out to California.
Yeah, that's going to be the first time I've ever been to Tinkerbell, so I'm really, really excited about that.
That's great.
Yep.
And then?
And then, 2 days after Princess, I'm going to go back into surgery and finish up my reconstruction, and then I'll have like a 6-hour surgery with that. And then, I've partnered with, signed up with Jeff Galloway. He's coaching me. And for 2014, we are going to train to qualify for Boston. So that's my big goal.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's great. That's great. Well, I know you live in Connecticut, and so maybe you'll come up and cheer me on this year.
I know. Thanks for you. That's huge.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be going as fast as you, but that's great. Kim, thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I love Mickey Miles Podcast.
Oh, thank you. We'd love to have you come back on, and we want to hear your report, how you're doing after Dopey. Mm-hmm. And maybe you can come back and be a Tinkerbell reporter for us, because we'd love to hear how that goes, too.
This is Mike, and I've been writing about Walt Disney World and stuff since... Oh, I don't know, maybe the 80s, and I've met a lot of people, but you are the most inspirational person I've ever met.
Aw, thank you. I appreciate that. I listened to WDW today. I love you.
And we thank you, and we wish you the best of success, and we're going to see you at the Walt Disney World Marathon. I'm going to give you a big hug.
Oh, good.
So,
can we ask people who might be listening to come up and say hello to you?
Oh, absolutely.
If they can catch you. Great. Well, thank you so much again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So for the inspirational Kim Torres-Markey from Hartford, Connecticut, and for Michelle Scribner-McLean, who is somewhere under the snow, this is Mike Scopa saying, we'll see you on the road.
This episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast has been brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and your new year will be very happy if you let the vacation planners at MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel give you the opportunity to see what they can do for you. Have them plan at least one of your vacations in 2014. Actually, if you have them plan your first, I think you'll have them plan all of them, because they are the best in the business. So visit them at mei-travel.com, mousefantravel.com, or you can click on their banner at mickeymilespodcast.com.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/mickeymilespodcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/mickeymilespod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@mickeymilespodcast.com, and we'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.